This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's so unlike Solana to stray from what I asked for, play The Offspring, play this damn song again. This is what lost him the music picking job on this show, playing this 15 times in a week.
Is this your family?
Trust me, if Daft Punk was my family, I wouldn't be working on this show.
Watching Shannon Dawson on ACC Network, Miami Pro Day going on right now. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. So a bunch of stuff going on. And, you know, I'm back from London. Plenty of pints in London. No Funky Buddha, though, but they would love it there if they had it. Sticky Treats is back. That's available in the tap room now and select retailers around the state. That's a rice blonde ale with vanilla. Fan favorite, very similar to maybe a certain rice marshmallow treat from your youth. Also, they have a new beer, lemon meringue pie. See, this is funny because, you know, I like that stuff, lemon meringue pie. I wonder how that would go over in a pub in London, you know, if because, I mean, they drink and they drink hard. And I can't imagine many of these guys, blokes, are going to order the lemon meringue pie beer. That seems like uniquely American, no?
Very. Do they have like micro breweries over there? I think they just all drink the same crap.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really good question. Like, it's just, I'm telling you, it is such a lifestyle. Wherever, like the taxi driver dropped us off at Heathrow. You know, they had that, they had shut down Heathrow for a day because there was a fire at the substation and they had no power. And so all the news was like, hey, get to Heathrow early if you're flying. And so we get there early and I tell the taxi driver, I'm like, oh, yeah, we got plenty of time. And he said, oh, perfect. You get a couple of, you know, pints of Guinness or something. It's literally like 10:30 in the morning. But they drink all day, all night. A friend of ours who had lived in London told us, so we were at a market. And it was about 12 o'clock lunchtime. The building, the office buildings, empty out, guys in suits, and they go stand outside at every pub, which is every, you know, every corner, and they all drink beer at lunch, no food.
Yeah.
They just drink. And he even said, this friend of ours who came to run a big office here in Boca, who had lived in London, he tried to implement a happy hour at work, and he tried to do it at lunchtime. No one took to it. He didn't understand not drinking beer at lunch. Literally didn't understand. It's what you do every single day. I'm not exaggerating. When I tell you thousands of people coming out of the buildings, standing around, they were outside because it was like in the 60s. It was like unseasonably warm.
Nice.
Just drinking beer. 2-3 beers.
Yeah.
No food to be seen anywhere. And then they'd go back up in the office and work. And then you'd see him again when work was over, 6 o'clock, 6:30. That's why I'm telling you, Solana would love this place, because it's like, you know, when you're young, you can do that. But honestly, if you're a Londoner, you can do that. Like, there's no age limit. Like, but they're born into it.
I gotta ask Brandy, do we have people from London in our lineage? I enjoy this story you're telling.
It's
work a couple hours, drink a couple beers, work a couple hours, drink a couple beers. That sounds like life.
It's crazy. But anyway, Funky Buddha, they've got the lemon meringue pie. Pour yourself a nice slice of pie. This deliciously crisp blonde ale is blended with tart lemon juice and sticky vanilla for a pie flavor that doesn't require a fork. I like that. That sounds good. They're having
overseas, they like that thick, dark stout beer.
Dark,
yeah.
High alcohol content. That's like, they all know, they're like, oh, well, that one's 4%. That one, and I would never pay attention to that. I always, you know, anything real light and wimpy and small. You have a small.
You better not. I haven't asked you yet. You better not ask for an Aperol Spritz in London.
So, not only did I ask for an Aperol Spritz, it is an unbelievably popular drink. Today,
it's not yet.
Happens
you
to be National Cocktail Day. Today is National Cocktail Day. And I would like to, in fact, let me find a picture of me drinking an Aperol Spritz with a bloke of mine called Jim.
The people that know beer and drink stouts are also tapping into the Aperol Spritz market.
Yes,
Hawk, you're
it
lying.
It is
you're
unbelievably
lying.
Popular. By the way, Ryan at Funky Buddha just texted me. He said, we did a beer event years ago in London. We are beloved. Take it easy. I want to bring him on this week to talk about beer in London. Because I'm being honest. I don't know how lemon meringue pie would go over in a British pub. I mean, I'm being honest. Like, wasn't what I experienced.
Maple bacon coffee porter? I guarantee
that
they love it over there.
Yeah. A mushy peas?
Yeah.
Turn that into a beer?
you're gonna get Ryan to make a mushy pea beer? Don't do it, Ryan. It's gonna be a money pit.
Do they have nachos in London?
So it's interesting because my friend Jim runs AFC Bournemouth. He said one of the things that he's noticed, like he said, much easier for him to lose weight there is because they don't have nachos and they don't have like drive-throughs every two steps. Like, it's just, it is very different. You know, there's something to be said. You know, RFK Jr. talks a lot about, you know, the additives that we allow in our foods that Europe doesn't, and we ate like pigs over there. And one of Lori's friends had told her, eat whatever you want, you're not going to gain weight. Weigh yourself when you go, weigh yourself when you come back. And it is pretty remarkable the amount of food we ate, and it just felt different than eating it in the States. I don't know if that's just a figment of my imagination or if that's the reality.
No, it's not real. It's real.
It's not the additives. The availability of food is different. And like, even in the liquor, the sulfates in wine and all this stuff is different. The hangovers are different. They're different. You don't have hangovers in Italy when you drink the Italian wine.
Right.
Oh, you're not. It's not just a facade. It's real.
This you're also walking a lot, too, to be fair. Like, you walk significantly
true.
More, but you're not wrong about the additives.
There I am enjoying an Aperol Spritz at a nice establishment in London, having the time of my life.
Yeah, Jim hates you.
Yeah.
That's the smile of somebody kidnapped.
How dare you? Yeah,
he's Aperol just Spritz, showing his teeth.
People love that.
He's not smiling, Hawk. He's showing his teeth. He's not smiling.
Oh, how's the meat pie?
It's a great question. I haven't even talked about the Premier League game that I went to, which I'll do later in the week.
Okay.
Maybe we'll bring Jim on from Bournemouth.
Ooh.
We had such a great time. Now, admittedly, I was in the director's box, which is the owner's box, and I had that gold star treatment before, during, and after the match. Like, it was ridiculous. In fact, sitting next to me during the match and during our pre-match meal was, I don't know if she's the commissioner or the chairwoman of the Premier League. She visits each team one game per season, and this happened to be her game at Bournemouth.
They sat her next to you?
Next to me, and laid it on thick. She got the full Mark Hockman experience. And we got on swimmingly.
Jim, is Jim trying to get a fired and a pension? Way
he said to her, well, as you can see, my old college roommate is not untalkative. I'm telling you, she got the full Mark Hockman experience.
Jim looked up his severance. He saw his severance and said, yeah, I'm going to say Hawk. Right, so
we had meat pies at halftime. You come in back into the owner's suite. They call it the boardroom. But I don't know if I got the stadium scran experience, you know, where you could walk up. But I thought a meat pie was going to look more like an empanada. I thought it was more like a thin meat pie. It's a big, thick, round pie. And it was phenomenal. I got the meat one. Like there's chicken ones as well, which it's essentially like a chicken pot pie. Mine was, I went for the meat pie, which was like real thick. It was made with Guinness. It was made with an ale. I got to see if I can find the pictures or video. It was very interesting. It was very good.
These Londoners just put beer in everything.
Everything.
Wow.
Everything. What else was I saying? I was talking about Funky Buddha.
I need to move to London. Is there a heavy black population? Would I fit in?
Heavy black population. I think it's like the States, no?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, would I be the big black dude, dreads, tattoos?
Well, you'd
would
be that anywhere.
Sore thumb in London?
No, you'd be pretty much anywhere. You're the big black dude with dreads.
If I cut my hair, would it be more acceptable in London?
Nah, you'd be fine. It's any big city. Okay. I mean, it really is. I'm telling you, I cannot believe how much I loved that city. I had no expectation of that. I was really going to watch this soccer match with my friend who, you know, works for Bournemouth, and figured, okay, we'll be out there. Let's stay for an extended period of time just to, you know, see what's around. I honestly would go back there in a heartbeat. I just loved that city.
Did you have any Indian food while you were in London? Because apparently outside of, you know, India, it is the best place for Indian food in the entire world.
Yes. We had food from just about everywhere, especially at those markets. I tried to get a little something from everywhere. I was just looking at myself eating. And I believe this was not India. I believe this was Pakistani. I believe it was from Karachi. But that's a cheesy naan melt. I don't know if you can see the words.
Yeah, that looks so good.
Naan is so good. Yeah. I'm telling you. But they have, I told you earlier, chippies, which is fish and chips. They call the grilled cheese Toasties, and toasties are available anywhere. Now, this falls into one of my weird food rules. Anything called a toasty is going to be phenomenal. There's no two ways about it. If you call something a toasty, it's going to be phenomenal. And you watch them make it, and it's these strong cheeses, and the bread is toasted, i.e. toasty. But, you know, slathered in some sort of butter. Their butters are so much better than ours.
the toasty that we had at, I think it was Borough Market, was one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life. In my life.
Really? Why would you dress like an assistant soccer coach?
What do you mean?
Look at your outfit.
That fat lasso?
I'm wearing
you look like an assistant soccer coach. No, you got a little, you got a poncho on, a hat, like a hoodie over the hat. You on six shirts. You're like a soccer coach.
Cold. You had the layer.
So we actually 60. Got
great weather. We're the, yeah, well, it would by later in the day. We went to London for like 9 days, never got rain.
What?
It was the most unprecedented weather trip in the history of people traveling to London. We never got rain.
That's crazy. It rained the whole time I was there. But it's funny because they talk about it. I was there, it's crazy to say, like 17 years ago. Are the streets still garbage? They got the little cobblestone where everything is bumpy?
Everything is bumpy. I said to Lori, I said, you know, in the States, they just wouldn't allow this. And you'd have to pave over it with something that, like, there, it's like, yeah. Yeah, figure out your way from one side to the next. We're people are. Lori couldn't keep her balance. It was delightful. It was really delightful.
I remember driving like, man, is this a roller coaster? Y'all have an infrastructure? What's going on here? It's still that way.
Oh, so, you know, it sounds so dumb to say it because it's so obvious, but it's so historic. Everything here, you know, is new and. You know, they're showing you buildings that still have pockmarks from World War II. Like you're there and it's all so historic and most of it still exists. It's really just a fascinating city. I cannot.
We went to the bridge.
Tower Bridge.
The special bridge, the little special bridge and has the whole clock and all that stuff. We went over there and it's just old.
Yes, that's Tower Bridge. Most people think it's London Bridge. London Bridge is actually a crappy bridge that you can see from Tower Bridge. But Tower Bridge has obviously a very famous bridge, and the bridge is beautiful. But also the
Big Ben.
Big Ben is over by Parliament. Oh. That's a clock. Yeah.
But there's like a little courtyard by one of those bridges where they have all – bunch of whole like old crap inside of these little rooms.
Well, that's pretty much all of London. It's all old crap. I mean, you've described all of London.
Told you they walked us around. I might have had a couple beers headed in, and I was like, "What are you showing us?"
You had a tipple or two.
Oh, this is the this is the first queen's necklace. Okay, I'm fine.
We did go see. We're not really museum people, so and the museums there are all free. You can go to any museum you want. Mm-hmm. Just walk in; they're all free. It's part of what the country does. But we're not really museum people. But we did go see the crown jewels. Oh, and we went. Oh, there's another thing we did. We also saw the royal mews, which is the carriages that they use. And you saw King Charles's carriage for his coronation just a couple of years ago, and. It was fascinating. In fact, I think there's they're down now, but I put some video on Instagram when I was there because they actually let me put on one of the Royal Mews outfits. In fact, here I am with Jim in one of the royal carriages.
Wow. Look at you dressed like the King's Guard,
man.
Yep.
They should have kidnapped you.
How about that?
They should have kidnapped you.
Did you try to make a King's Guard soldier? I don't know. What do they call him? Like a guard? A King's Guardman?
King's Guard. Yeah, I was point guard.
You up front? You were facilitating?
I was running the whole offense for the team.
He was running the point.
Did you try to make one of them laugh? Isn't that what people do? They try to make the King's Guard laugh because they're not supposed to laugh. They're supposed to stand there.
Yeah. It's not really like you're probably thinking of the TV show Friends, where you just walk up to them and
I'm not thinking of that. I think that that's a pretty common thing people do when they go to London. They go to Buckingham Palace and they try to get one of the guards, the King's Guard, to laugh because they have to stand there and they show no emotion.
Correct. All I'm saying is you can't get to those guards. They're so far behind a gate.
That must be new.
It's possible that it is. No, it's possible that it is, because I know what he's talking about. I've seen some of those social media videos, and then all of a sudden the horse bites the person.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I saw that one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Like, don't touch the royal horse, but you know, people don't listen or whatever. And then the horse literally just bites their hand. And hey, we told you not to touch the royal horse.
I'm a big fan.
We saw you at Subway. Did you eat Subway? Did you eat the Subway?
What's that? The tube?
No. I saw you were inside of a McDonald's. Oh, you were at a McDonald's in the Subway, in the tube.
In the tube, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, when I tell you this city is so great, you can get anywhere via the tube. It's very easy to understand because they have it in English.
Wow.
I had such an easier time. I had such an easier time traversing the tube than I did the subway in Tokyo, and I couldn't figure out why. But I've come to the conclusion because it's in English.
Did you get on the tube and scream at people, "No drowsy"?
Only at the apothecary. We didn't do headlines. Do a real quick look at the headlines. We're so screwed on the clock here. Real quick headlines with Solana by Durell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durell Volkswagen.
Cam Ward is minutes away from throwing at his pro day. I think it's on NFL Network, right, Hawk? You said it's on NFL Network?
Yeah, I'm watching it still on ACC Network. It is still on.
All right, so that's happening right now. Of course, it's a pro day for several different Miami Hurricanes, but Cam Ward about to throw. The Heat will play tomorrow. According to all the beat writers and local reporters, expect a tribute video for Jimmy Butler. It's the Heat and the Warriors at 7:30. Steph Curry is questionable.
All right.
Cam Ward performs like we know he's going to perform. He's going to make $40 million guaranteed today.
Well, I was wondering, what could he do to ruin being the number one pick? I don't think there's any, because what is he going to do? Like, not throw the ball? I don't understand this kind of exercise. I understand it for a tertiary player where, hey, Xavier Restrepo's trying to show, and someone texted in that he ran a terrible 40, but I don't know if that's right or not. So you can't believe the texters. But I understand like a tertiary guy who's trying to catch on somewhere. But Cam Ward, I mean, what could he possibly do? Throw the ball backwards, like over and over, like he doesn't go forwards from backwards all of a sudden. Like, what could he do?
He didn't do anything at the combine, and so now, like you said, we talked to Joe Zagacki earlier, where like now the entire Tennessee brass, I'm sure the Giants, I'm sure the Browns have a bunch of people there. He's almost confirming how good they already know he is.
Right.
And that's all it is. But to your point, what do he have to do? He has to walk out there naked and slap the head coach of the Titans not to get picked.
I'm watching him throw right now. If you turn it on ACC Network, he was just zinging it.
It's a ridiculous exercise if you think about it. Like, Ian Rappaport is tweeting out right now, the number one potential pick is throwing live. I mean, he's throwing without pads on in a dome to the receivers he threw to all season long. Like, what? Right. How could this be the difference between him being the number one overall pick and not being the number one overall pick?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand the exercise. I do, again, I understand it for a tertiary player, but not for somebody this good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he just guaranteed sailed that ball, though. terrible throw.
$43.1 million guaranteed for the first pick of the draft this year.
Ooh, woo!
Crazy, man. All right, so the Heat tomorrow at 7:30. The Panthers won't play again until later this week. They got the Utah Hockey Club. They did win in overtime yesterday. And that's pretty much it. We have Sweet 16 coming up later in the week as well. Florida and Duke and Auburn and Houston, all the one seeds, did advance.
Marlins opening day Thursday as well.
Marlins opening day on Thursday. That's right. They play their final spring training game tomorrow against the New York Yankees. The only other thing I have to mention is that today, on this day in 1972, The Godfather released to theaters.
Mm. One of my all-time favorites.
All right.
I'm going to jump on you.
That was a great reaction. All right.
It took 50 years for you to watch that movie. You said 72? Yeah,
but it is good.
He watched it in 2022.
I did. About 2022, maybe 2021.
I don't actually believe that he watched it. That's what really bothers me, too. This whole thing, I admitted I gave my brother an enema because Hawk tricked me. And then I don't even think you actually watched The Godfather. I don't think you've ever actually
watched it. It was excellent. I don't know what I waited so long for. It wasn't as good as Donnie Brasco.
He looked at some excerpts.
And in 2005, Hawk, The Office premiered on NBC.
Yeah, all-time great.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is like 75 degrees tonight. It'll get even cooler. And 3 hours removed, I still don't know what a Caligula is.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Hawk and Crowder.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's a little Offspring for you, Crowder.
Hi, I used to listen to this song and drink beer out of a tube in a funnel with the white boys.
This song still hits, doesn't it, Solana?
I don't know. I don't know if it still hits.
No, really?
They got to play this 18 times during their show, right?
No, they have so many songs that you would recognize, like a ton that you would recognize.
So it's like a Plagans band?
Play him this week. I don't know.
Plagans, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know when Jimmy's coming back. But play some Offspring this week.
All right. I got
Because I'm sure I've known him because, yeah, the Kai Packer Fly House, whatever I was at partying.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. I think I may have mentioned it when I was talking about them at the top of the hour, but they have an official Florida Panthers watch party. And you know those at Funky Buddha are always packed. It is April 2nd. So when is that? A week from Wednesday. Week from Wednesday, official Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha. Starts at 7. Game starts at 7:30. And there'll be lots of prizes, mascot appearances as well. It'll be a fun time, Panthers fans. Make sure you're at Funky Buddha for that. There's so much stuff that obviously I have wanted to get to over the last 8-9 days I haven't been here. Still the stuff I want to talk about, the soccer match, because I know Solana will love it. And then Solana had emailed me a couple things that they never got to, you guys never got to last week. One of them I had looked at this morning and it depressed me. My meal of choice at Cheesecake Factory is white chicken chili. And I know it's not a super popular item, and now it's confirmed because they're taking it off the menu. And that's like my go-to item at Cheesecake Factory. I love the white chicken chili there. And Solana had sent me 13 items that Cheesecake Factory is taking off the menu. So we got to get to that later on in the week.
Yes.
I know it's
I have a strong take on that.
White chicken chili? I dare you.
Terrible.
I double dog dare you. No, get to it. Get to it later this week. Cam Ward is still throwing, by the way. But I do find it funny. Most afternoon drive shows, if they're signing off for the day, are going, well, you got the Sweet 16 and opening day on Monday. We're going to talk about it all week. I'm like, 13 menu items disappearing from the Cheesecake Factory menu, and we're going to talk about it this week. But that's just why we are who we are. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Monday. Thank you for putting up with my coughing and hacking and my Cockney accent. And I'll do more of it tomorrow if you tune in. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Tomorrow, Jimmy Butler Day or Jimmy Butler Anti-Day. Whatever tomorrow is, it's going to be a fun show because it'll be leading up to what should be a pretty, I don't know, monumental moment at the Kaseya Center tomorrow when Jimmy Butler returns with his new team, Golden State Warriors. Everybody, great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
No drowsy. No drowsy.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.